Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine an artificial intelligence model built right here in India, speaking in 35 distinct professional voices and outscoring both Google Gemini and DeepSeek on a national OCR benchmark. That is the story of Sarvam AI today. First, let us talk about Sarvam AI's new vision model. It is a 3 billion parameter system that understands and processes 22 Indian languages, and it achieved an impressive 84.3% score on the AllMoc bench, leaving the heavyweight Google Gemini 3 Pro and DeepSeek OCR V2 behind. Complementing the vision model is the Bulbul V3 text-to-speech engine, which now offers 35 professional voices across 11 Indian languages, a leap forward for accessibility and digital inclusion. What makes this significant is that the model is a flagship product of the India AI Mission, a colossal 10,300 crore rupees program approved in March 2024. The mission rests on 7 pillars, one of which is the deployment of more than 10,000 GPU units for high-performance compute. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or MeitY, is the nodal ministry steering this mission. Looking ahead, Sarvam is already developing an edge-focused model named Sarvamedge, which will boast a staggering 70 billion parameters. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember these numbers for prelims: India AI Mission 10,300 crore rupees, Sarvam Vision 3 billion parameters, AllMoc Bench 84.3%, and the ACT schedules 22 languages. For mains, you can discuss sovereign AI, digital public infrastructure, and the Atmanirbhar Bharat approach to technology. Turning to the heavens, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has identified the primary landing site for Chandrayaan 4. The site, christened Mosmooten 4, lies at 84.289 degrees south latitude and 32.808 degrees east longitude on the lunar far side. This pinpointing was achieved using the OHRC imagery from Chandrayaan 2, with the analysis carried out by the Space Applications Center in Ahmedabad. Why is this a milestone? Chandrayaan 4 is set to be India's first lunar sample return mission, aiming to bring back roughly 3 kilograms of regolith. The mission's success hinges on the earlier space docking experiment, SpaceX, a docking demonstration launched in December 2024. For a global perspective, the United States' Apollo missions returned a total of 382 kilograms, while China's Change 5 and Change 6 missions brought back 1.731 kilograms and about 1.9 kilograms respectively, the latter from the far side. For your exams, lock in these prelims facts: Mosmooten 4, OHRC imagery, SAC, SpaceX, and the sample return target of 3 kilograms. In mains, you can write about ISRO's space program, lunar exploration milestones, and technology transfer. Now let us move to the Indo-Greek defense partnership. India and Greece signed a joint declaration of intent for defense industrial cooperation and exchanged a military cooperation plan for 2026. The agreement was signed at the Manekshaw Center in New Delhi by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and Greek Foreign Minister Nikolaos Georgios Dendias. Greece will also place a liaison officer at the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region, or IFSIOR, located in Gurugram. Consider the strategic dimensions. Bilateral trade between the two countries stood at about $2 billion in 2022-23. Greece controls roughly 20% of global shipping tonnage, and its flagship Piraeus port is majority owned by China's state-run COSCO Shipping. The strategic partnership between India and Greece was upgraded in August 2023, echoing historic ties that date back to the Greek ambassador Megasthenes at the court of Chandragupta Maurya around 302 BC. For UPSC, note these prelims points: IFSIOR in Gurugram, the joint declaration of intent, Rajnath Singh, Piraeus port under COSCO, and the historical link to Megasthenes. In Mainz, you can discuss India-Europe bilateral relations, maritime security, and defense diplomacy. Next, the Union Budget for 2026-27 has earmarked a massive 12.2 lakh rupees crore for public capital expenditure, a 4.4 times increase from FY 2018. Among the key provisions is a 10,000 crore rupee container manufacturing scheme spread over 5 years and a 5-year income tax exemption for non-resident entities supplying capital goods to toll manufacturers. The economic multiplier of capital goods investment is estimated at 2.5 to 3.5 times the outlay. This builds on the National Capital Goods Policy of 2016, and customs duty exemptions have been extended to lithium-ion cell manufacturing and critical mineral processing. Remember this carefully: public capex 12.2 lakh rupees crore, container manufacturing scheme 10,000 crore rupees, and the multiplier effect of 2.5 to 3.5 times. For Mainz, you can analyze industrial policy, infrastructure investment, and the energy transition. Now, the Prime Minister's office has blocked parliamentary questions on three relief funds by invoking Lok Sabha rules of procedure, specifically Rule 41, 2, 8, and Rule 41, 2, 17. The funds in question are the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, the PM CARES Fund, and the National Defence Fund, NDF. The PMNRF was set up in 1948 by Jawaharlal Nehru, originally to aid partition refugees, and now covers natural calamities and major accidents. The PM CARES Fund, a public charitable trust, was created in March 2020 to address the COVID-19 crisis. The NDF, chaired by the Prime Minister, is dedicated to the welfare of the armed forces. While the NDF falls under the RTI Act 2005, the status of the PM CARES Fund and PMNRF remains sub judice. Key exam facts: PMNRF established 1948, PM CARES 2020, NDF, RTI 2005, and the specific Lok Sabha rules cited. For Mainz, you can discuss parliamentary accountability, transparency, and the role of the RTI Act. The Supreme Court has now asked the Union Government to submit an action-taken report on the implementation of its 1st August 2024 judgment in State of Punjab v. Davinder Singh. That Constitution Bench decision permitted subclassification within scheduled castes to ensure a more equitable distribution of reservation benefits. The judgment also touched upon the applicability of the Crémil Air concept to SCs and STs, invoking Articles 14, 15, 16, and 341 of the Constitution. Remember, for prelims, State of Punjab v. Davinder Singh, 1st August 2024. Articles 14, 15, 16, 341. For Mainz, you can explore reservation policy, social justice, and constitutional interpretation. In a rare parliamentary move, a no-confidence motion has been filed against the Speaker of the Lok Sabha under Article 94(c) of the Constitution. Should the motion pass, the Deputy Speaker would assume the presiding duties. Article 93 governs the election of the Speaker and Deputy Speaker, while Article 94(c) provides that the Speaker shall vacate office if a resolution of the House is passed by a majority. Key points: Article 93 for election, Article 94(c) for removal, and the role of the Deputy Speaker. This is a favorite Mainz topic on parliamentary democracy and the Speaker's constitutional neutrality. Now, shifting to trade, India has committed, as part of ongoing negotiations for an India-United States trade pact, to levy zero tax on digital services and zero customs duties on digital transmissions. This covers software as a service platforms, online gaming, streaming, cloud services, and even access to artificial intelligence models. Previously, India had opposed making the WTO e-commerce moratorium on customs duties permanent. The equalization levy, 6% on digital advertising since 2016 and 2% on e-commerce operators since 2020 will need to be aligned with the new arrangement. For prelims, note the WTO e-commerce moratorium, the 6% equalization levy, 2016, and 2% levy, 2020. In mains, you can discuss India-US trade relations, WTO frameworks, and digital economy governance. Rajasthan remains the nation's biggest wool producer, contributing 16,013.5 kilograms in FY 2024, which is 47.5% of India's total output of 33.69 million kilograms. India's sheep population stands at about 77.4 million, the second largest in the world, yet the country ranks only 9th in global wool production. Wool grades break down into 85% carpet grade, 5% apparel grade, and 10% coarser grade. Key numbers: Rajasthan's share 47.5%, production 16,013.5 kg, total Indian wool 33.69 million kg, sheep 77.4 million, global rank 9th. This is useful for prelims and for mains discussions on animal husbandry and the textile sector. The Network Readiness Index 2025, released by the Portulans Institute, places India at 45th out of 127 economies, moving up 4 spots with a score of 54.43 out of 100. Among lower-middle-income economies, India now ranks 2nd, just behind Vietnam. The top 3 globally are the United States, Finland, and Singapore. China has slipped to 24th, the only middle-income country still in the top 25. The 2025 theme is AI governance in a global context, policy and regulatory approaches. Remember, NRI 2025, India 45th, score 54.43, Portulans Institute, top 3 USA, Finland, Singapore, China 24th, theme on AI governance. This feeds into mains topics on digital governance and technology competitiveness. The Asian Development Bank, headquartered in Manila and comprising 68 member countries, has approved a further $182 million for flood and erosion management works along the Brahmaputra in Assam. This adds to an earlier $200 million project approved in October 2023, bringing the total to $382 million. The combined effort will construct 63.5 kilometers of riverbank protection across 4 new high-priority reaches, incorporating preservation measures that encourage controlled sediment deposition. The Brahmaputra carries roughly 725 million tons of sediment each year, and although Assam accounts for just 1.9% of India's geographic area, it suffers 10% of the nation's flood-affected zones. Key facts: ADB $182 million plus $200 million, total $382 million, 63.5 kilometers of embankment, 4 new reaches, sediment load 725 million tons per year, Assam's disproportionate flood burden. For prelims, note ADB's HQ, member count, and India as the largest borrower. For mains, discuss disaster management and multilateral financing. Moody's Investors Service now projects India's gross domestic product to grow at 6.4% in FY 2027. Making it the fastest-growing economy among the G20. System-wide bank loan growth is expected to be between 11 and 13%, while the non-performing loan ratio should stay within 2 to 2.5%, and return on assets is projected at 1.2 to 1.3%. Remember these numbers: GDP growth 6.4% for FY 2027, loan growth 11-13%, NPL 22.5%, ROA 1.2-1.3%. These are favorite prelims data points and useful for mains analysis of macroeconomic outlook and banking health. The Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, has signed Memoranda of Understanding with the Goa State Pharmacy Council, the Quality Council of India, and HLL Infratech Services. These agreements focus on pharmacovigilance, drug safety monitoring, and capacity building for pharmacists. Key point: IPC under MOHFW, MOS with GSPC, QCI, and HIDES for drug safety and pharmacist training. In the defense shipbuilding sector, Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers in Kolkata and Hindustan Shipyard Limited in Visakhapatnam have entered into a consortium agreement. The partnership aims at collaborative design, construction, and delivery of ships to meet national requirements, reinforcing the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision in the maritime domain. Key details: GRSE, HSL, Consortium for Shipbuilding, Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Gujarat government has signed a letter of intent with Starlink Satellite Communications Private Limited, a subsidiary of SpaceX, to provide satellite internet connectivity. The pilot will focus on the aspirational districts of Narmada and Dahod, with applications ranging from common service centers and e-governance to schools, primary health centers, disaster management, and wildlife sanctuaries. Remember, Starlink, Loi, Gujarat, aspirational districts Narmada and Dahod, satellite broadband for digital inclusion. The Ministry of Agriculture is promoting integrated farming models that combine poultry, fisheries, animal husbandry, horticulture, and crop cultivation. The aim is to cut the research to farmer technology transfer cycle from 4 to 5 years down to just 2 years. Key point: integrated farming components and accelerated technology transfer timeline. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IndiaAI mission carries a budget of 10,300 crore rupees, with Sarvam Vision's 3 billion parameter model scoring 84.3% on all mockbench, while Bulbul V3 offers 35 voices in 11 languages and Sarvamij will eventually reach 70 billion parameters. In the Network Readiness Index 2025, India sits at 45th with a score of 54.43. Chandrayaan 4's landing site, Mazmootan 4, lies at 84.289 degrees south and 32.808 degrees east, with a target of 3 kilograms of lunar regolith. The Greece-India Defense JDI was signed at the Manekisho Center by Rajnath Singh and Nikolaos Georgios Dendias, and Greece controls about 20% of global shipping tonnage, with Piraeus Port largely owned by COSCO. Public capital expenditure stands at 12.2 lakh rupees crore, and the container manufacturing scheme allocates 10,000 crore rupees over 5 years. The PM CARES Fund, 2020, PMNRF, 1948, and NDF are the three relief funds currently shielded from parliamentary questions under Lok Sabha Rules 41(2)(8) and 41(2)(17). The Supreme Court's 1st August 2024 judgment in State of Punjab v. Davinder Singh allowed subclassification within scheduled castes, invoking Articles 14, 15, 16, and 341. Rajasthan contributes 47.5% of India's wool output, producing 16,013.5 thousand kilograms, while India's total wool production is 33.69 million kilograms and the country ranks 9th globally. The ADB loan of $182 million adds to an existing $200 million project for Brahmaputra flood management, totaling $382 million for 63.5 kilometers of embankments. Moody's forecasts a 6.4% GDP growth for FY 2027, loan growth of 11-13%, an NPL ratio of 2-2.5%, an ROA of 1.2-1.3%. Finally, remember the commemorations: Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay's 58th death anniversary, his birth on 25th September 1916, his role as founder of the Bharatiya Jana Sangh in 1951, and the renaming of Mughal Saray to P.T. Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction in 2018, and the Santosh Trophy final where services defeated Kerala 10 after extra time, clinching their 8th title. All these developments weave together a picture of a nation advancing in technology, space, defense, economics, and social governance, exactly the kind of integrated understanding the UPSC exam seeks.